So I just want to ask you, have there been any new skills that you've had to learn?
You mean apart from having to become my own hairstylist?
Yes, that's one. That's an important one.
that was something else, yeah. But seriously, okay, I think I've had to learn a lot more on how to use and leverage on technology itself. Now, I've always thought I was actually quite forward in this respect in communication, sorry, in comparison with my peers, but I never knew the true capabilities of my handphone until now, as I learned how to convene meetings on it while simultaneously multitasking on urgent messages coming through WhatsApp. And that wonderful dictation feature, which types out my spoken messages as I learned to do without my secretary. Did you know that?
Yes, I use it all the time.
I
I use
didn't
it all
know
the
that.
time.
It's amazing. You know, I mean, it makes a lot of mistakes and gets me into a lot of trouble with some of my messages that go out, I must say, and it's quite funny. So I do have to take time to check before it goes off, of course.
So it's been more on the technology side that you've had
I
to,
think so. I think more than anything else, yeah, because I haven't had time to learn how to cook. I would like to, but I just, maybe also to learn how to, oh yes, also to learn how to order food via Grab and Foodpanda, very useful.
Critical skills. There should be,
Oh,
I think
critical, very critical,
we
essential.
could put out a few like public service videos on, on the Sunway Education Group, essential life skills in the MCO. So, just listening to you, I get the impression that you've been ready, while you've had to apply skills in a very amplified way, I get the impression you haven't had to learn any new skills as a leader. You've more amplified what you've got. But, can you think of any what are the, let me say, what are the learnings you've had as a leader from this crisis?
Well, I was just joking the other day about how I now know, well, not really joking, really just reflecting on how I now really know a lot more about what the Harvard professors have been professing about, especially on adaptive leadership, for example. I feel I can actually add to Ronald Heifetz and Marty Linsky's work by now. So, well, that of course is a joke, la. But because it's like, wow, I get to put all this, and then I think back, gosh, that's what it was all about, you know. But seriously, we are in uncharted territory, and we are experiencing unprecedented time in history of mankind, as they say, and that by itself requires a steep learning curve to spot opportunities while we are managing threats. It also reminds us of how fragile life and this world is, and on an uplifting point, how as a human race, how quickly we can galvanize ourselves as a community and come together to tackle the problem. Recent interactions that I've had with our global partners, such as universities of Cambridge, Oxford, LSE, Harvard, Lancaster, it actually reminded me that none of us are immune, and in times of crisis, it is great that we are able to stand in solidarity to navigate through this crisis together. And now, hopefully more than ever, I guess, we are committed to being able to equip humankind to be better prepared in the future.
I thank you. I tell my team, I tell people that I speak to that when we look back, we're going to thank COVID for the lessons that it's taught us. It's accelerated change in many areas. It's, just even from our area, from my organization, I've said to my team, when the lockdown, MCO is over, the lockdown is over, you don't have to work from the office anymore. It's changed my attitude completely.
Oh,
So
yeah, absolutely.
major learning.